Now it's time to move on to the main theme of this week's show. And this week it's the United Nations Conference on Climate Change, which is in Paris. Delegates there will be trying to reach a new international agreement to keep global warming below a target of 2 degrees Celsius.
One impact of climate change is that scientists predict more extreme weather events such as drought, and also the topic of this week's show, flooding. We'll be looking at cutting-edge techniques allowing us to predict which areas will be affected by flooding and what we can do once we know the worst is coming.
But how do we know what is actually on the way? Well, Rob Thompson is a meteorologist at the University of Reading. Rob, how do you do your job? How do forecasters predict when, where and how much it's going to rain?
So these days, computer models have really been run to work out the physics of what's going on in the atmosphere. In essence, fluid dynamics of what's happening with the water moving around and the air systems. And that's how weather forecasting is done for any kind of weather, really, rain, flooding or droughts, etc.
What are the giveaways when you look at the pictures and the models that you're gathering that tells you there's a lot of energy in the atmosphere in one place that might lead to a storm, and there's also a lot of water which would potentially turn into a flood?
You kind of get two different types of flood, really. So when we're thinking flooding, you get flooding caused by very intense rain, sort of thunderstorm type events where very heavy rain falls for usually a fairly short period. But we also get, of course, a lot of river flooding in some way. It rains not necessarily desperately hard, but for hours and hours or even days on end. And that can obviously cause rivers to burst their banks and so on. And they're quite different mechanisms. The weather that generates them is really quite different, and different forecasting challenges.
How far ahead can you see into the future?
These days, I would say sort of out to about 5 days, our weather forecasts are pretty good, certainly in terms of predicting the sort of general weather systems, what kind of weather we're going to have. Much beyond that, sort of out to probably 10 days, they're certainly significantly better than just guesswork. Beyond that, really, it tends to be much more difficult.
What would you say your level of accuracy is? What percentage error do you give on your forecasts these days?
Predicting, for instance, the temperatures, the Met Office will quote at values of around 95% of the time being correct to within a couple of degrees for daytime maximums, for instance, for tomorrow. So that's usually, that's sort of really the good kind of numbers.
And when might you be able to tell that there's bad news on the way? How far in advance can you say, well, that really looks like it's building towards something that could dump an enormous amount of water or be a torrential deluge over a period of time that would lead to a flood?
So it will depend to some extent on what kind. So if you're talking the sort of intense rainfalls, we're probably a few days out now. We're in a situation where there's definitely the possibility of really heavy, strong convection. Convection is basically the sort of shower clouds and thunderstorm. It's basically just caused by the hot air rises. We all know that hot air rises, and it sort of leads to thermals. It also, if it gets going strongly, it leads to full-on clouds, thunderstorms, and eventually a lot of rain can form. And we'll really know the conditions are setting up to make that very likely a few days out. What we don't know is where it would trigger. I think the best way to analogy for that is to think of putting a saucepan of water on the hob. You can predict fairly accurately what time it's going to start boiling. So we all know if you put hot water on the hob, it will boil in a few minutes' time. But what we can't really predict at the moment is exactly where each of the bubbles are going to form at the bottom of your saucepan and start bubbling up. And that's kind of what happens with these heavy rainstorms at the moment. The models can predict that it's going to start happening over sort of a fairly wide area, but they're not very good at the moment at saying precisely when and exactly how hard any rain would be, so exactly how intense the storms that would generate would be.
One thing's for sure, though, you mustn't watch it, because a watch pot never boils, does it? Rob Thompson from the University of Reading.